The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Friday.
Yay!
We met Christina. We made it. We made it. Sue, we made it.
We did.
We got to Friday. Okay, hey, it's Friday, the 18th of August, and 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so Christina forgot her key. That's okay, because everybody's here. So she sends me this text. Good morning, Carl. And it's something like, I hope you're having a good day. I forgot my key. Can you open up the front door? When she sends a text, that's the kind of text she sends. They come from like the old school. It's like a European, because she's, you know, Ukrainian. But it's so polite and so, I mean, it's so old English. Not old English, but you know how people used to write. It's cool. And see, you learn to write like that. It's really cute.
Of course I do.
No, I mean, it's, you know.
And of course, also I appreciate you, and I feel uncomfortable to just text you, like, short words.
Well, it works. Okay, so part of the things they do also is archives. And we'll get into the weather in just a second. I'm sorry, I just got to talk about this. Part of the things producers do in archives, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Well, she wrote one on the archives yesterday that was just, whoa. But it had a couple of... So what she does is she Googles the people, she takes the information, and you put it into?
AI. Like, I write the text, but it's more simple because my English is more simple.
I
translate it to AI, and it generates me a nice text.
Right, ChatGPT or something like that.
Yeah.
And it writes it for her, right? Well, I said, guys, you don't have to do that. You just have to say, Haven Humane was here. And then our guest, just one line, just so people can see who it is. We're getting them all caught up. Anyway, good job, and welcome aboard here today. And today, the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, of course, Caring, Compassion, and Community. And let's just do the weather real quick here. Okay. Widespread haze between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. The areas of smoke. Before that, now the smoke is coming from the fires to the north of us, Shasta Trinity, and also up north of that. And we're going to have a high near 100 today, so the temperatures have gone down. And then tomorrow, 99, Sunday, a 20% chance of showers with a high near 90, and Monday a high near 86. And can you take Tuesday for me?
All right. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, running in here late. You know how they have that, you know, what you see on TV shows where they stretch, you know, with your hands, they're doing the long thing. That, yeah. Okay. So, Tuesday calls for slight chance of showers with a high of 87. I don't know about you guys, but we woke up this morning, the umbrellas had come out. Did you talk about this?
Not yet, because...
Okay, so the backyard, we have two segments of the...
I've been chattering.
The backyard, the umbrella was literally lifted out of, and we're talking about, you know, sunk into the middle of a wrought iron table down into an umbrella stand. Off, like, a gust of wind must have picked that up and threw it across the yard. Another umbrella is down, and, I mean, nothing's broken that I can see. You know, it's like, we don't have a lot of glass in the backyard, but... Wow, so I can only imagine for some people who maybe have some roof damage or things blowing around like that, because, you know, it says here that we've got maybe tonight 6 to 11 miles per hour, nothing gusty that much. But anyway, so today high of 100, overnight lows of 73, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business located in Anderson, 365-3793. So
okay.
Let's get...
We're here with... What? Oh, turn it off.
Yeah, you got a, like a game.
It's a...
Good morning, Katrina, with our Haven Humane Pit of the Week.
Good morning.
I didn't get a chance to see who we have.
I do not play computer games, first of all.
He's very shy. His name is Flapjack. He's definitely one that you have to spend some time with for him to get comfortable with you. He hasn't been very comfortable approaching people as of right now.
Yeah.
But like with me,
he just came over to you.
We've been hanging over, hanging out for the morning, and he's been getting a lot more comfortable with me.
So was he somebody that showed up at the door?
Yeah, he came in as a stray, actually, with a couple of his siblings. And they kind of all came in very shy and very unsure in the new environment, but definitely have blossomed. I know one of his siblings have been adopted, and there's another one still there at the shelter. But he's about 10 months old, and we have him as a black mouth cur mix.
Oh, now, okay, a black mouth cur. When you hear this, black mouth curs are, I know about those dogs. They are cattle dogs. They use them as cattle dogs. So they are rangy in size. He's lean and brown.
Yeah.
From what I can see, he was hiding. I've never seen a dog get under a we have stools in here. Get under.
He tried to crawl underneath.
He crawled underneath. He kind of got into the stool somehow and looked at me. But they are smart dogs.
They're very smart.
Smart dogs.
He is very intelligent. He knows a lot of commands, and he is very responsive to you. So if he's off doing something, you try to give his attention. He runs up to you like, wait, what are we doing? What do I need to know?
They're very smart dogs.
Very, very smart.
And they have, I'm just going to say from black mouth curs that I've read about and known, they have energy in them.
Oh, yeah.
So he's going to need walks, and
he's
going to need
paws.
And he's going to need a
lot of time.
Yeah. Now, I don't know how much of a black cur he is, or black mouth cur. What is it, black mouth?
Black mouth cur, yeah.
Has he got a black mouth?
Oh.
That's all right. How do you spell? That's all right. Nothing is indestructible, really, because we have people
everything in this studio.
Yes,
except electronics.
Through. We've had goats in here, so it's
We've
okay.
We've had kangaroos in here.
Yes. So, how do you spell that? Black mouth
cur. C-U-R.
Yeah, C-U-R.
Yeah.
I was just.
It's a breed, believe it or not.
We don't know how to. I mean, people might want to look that up right now as they're talking, as they're hearing this on the air, and look up what this breed is. And
he is shy, but he is a sweet dog.
He is, and I feel like he's definitely going to bond to someone very, very hard. And he has done really well with other dogs as well. They seem to make him feel really comfortable. So I definitely recommend a household with other dogs for him as well.
Oh, really? So he could have other dogs. Oh, well, look who just came over.
Yeah, he's a little love. But he is, like you said, he's only 10 months, but he's got huge paws. So he's not finished growing. He's 10 months, I would say.
He's licking Linda's.
He needs a family.
He's licking Linda's toes, and he just licked my fingers. So
yeah, it takes him a second. He kind of wants to be in the room with you for a minute and kind of get used to the environment.
Isn't that good? That's probably a good thing, huh? Anyway, Katrina, what else is happening out at Haven Humane? I love you bringing your pet of the week, and this is one of my favorite parts of the entire week. So I try to, jam in here when I can.
We don't have to worry about the dogs.
So what's happening? Well, what else is happening at Haven Humane?
Yeah, well, tomorrow is finally our Zumba Bash.
Ooh, that's right.
That's
Wind River Casino. So if you haven't signed up yet, that's totally fine because you can buy tickets at the door, and that's going to start at 6 p.m. at the Wind River Event Center. And then on August 27th, we're actually doing a bowling fundraiser at Country Bowl over there on Bocelli Lane. And that's from 2 to 4. So if you want to come out and bowl, you can come as an individual or sign up as a team. And there's going to be prizes and a raffle. And, of course, the proceeds come to help Haven. So definitely come check us out.
Okay. Now, since we've taken most of your time and you've got to get on to some other places, what's the adoption fee for this young – for what's his name?
His name is Flapjack.
Flapjack.
Oh,
yeah,
I like
just
that.
Get some syrup. His adoption fee is $75, and that'll cover his that covers his neuter. He's microchipped, and he's been seen by our vet as well. So
this is a good dog.
Yeah.
You know what? I think the dog is going to need a yard. Because he is a smart dog, he's going to need a job, and a job is like walking with people. But if you had kids. Whoa, this could be outstanding.
You know how we have our grandson in there, and the dog likes to sleep next to him.
Yeah.
And he's chosen to be with him on the floor. They got a little bed that he comes in, and that's just a routine they have. He chose to be on his side of the room.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, it's very cute. Anyway, so if you're looking for a pet that's ready to go, head on out to Haven Humane. And Zumba Bash is tomorrow for those people who love to do that kind of thing, how much fun. And you know that you're raising funds for Haven Humane, which is a great, like, for instance, this dog who came in as a stray, and you're going to place him. How was last week's dog? Was he placed?
Emmett? Yes, he was, actually.
All right, so we paid for that fee. Yeah, we said that on the air. Didn't we say that last week, Carl?
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready to hit the dance floor and experience American country music band Sawyer Brown at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, September 14th. Sing along to some of your favorite hits like Some Girls Do, The Race Is On, and Thank God for You. Tickets for this event are just $50 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend this event.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Don't miss the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on A Street in MacArthur. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delights. Wristbands can be purchased at the fair office or by calling 530-336-5695. The fair will feature a parade, pageant, cooks, racing pigs, livestock shows, and a junior livestock auction. Grandstand events will feature the Enduro and Little Tykes races, Destruction Derby, and the main event Saturday night, September 2nd, Jared Hovis in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena.
So here's to the fair.
Gates open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. Free admission August 31st for the opening day of the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on A Street in MacArthur. September 1st is Senior Day. Seniors 62 and older get in free. September 2nd is Kids Day when kids 12 and under get in free. Kids 5 and under get in free daily. Grandstand event tickets are available online at www.inter-mountainfair.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
And here's what it's for. So, come on, folks. Let your body
right, we love this song. Come on, yeah. Why is this? This is like whenever we think of a runway show, or I mean, you have to agree, or one must consider to agree that, you know, Madonna was cutting edge with all of this this stuff, and I don't want to compare her to anybody because she's got her own avenue that was shocking and timely. And when I look at Lady Gaga and how Lady Gaga has evolved, where she partnered with, again, Tony Bennett, and she's done so many things, movies. I mean, I know Madonna did movies, but now Lady Gaga is going to be in Las Vegas with a huge orchestra, and she's going to be doing jazz and piano with this orchestra dressed in all these, like, fabulous, of course. You know, we always compare the gorgeous gowns to Bob Mackie and Cher, or I do. But she's, you know, this is a new residence that she's going to be doing, which is not only about residence, but, you know, special concert series. Anyway, going back to Madonna, that was a great song. Welcome back to our show this morning on this Friday. What motivates you? What moves you? I know music does it for me. Right, Christina?
Of course it is, and for me as well.
I know, I could tell. When you do the music and I'm listening from afar, I always know Christina's at the helm, because really interesting different songs come up from your perspective as you're tuning into the show and what you're bringing in. Again, we've got widespread haze today, this morning. Areas of smoke this morning, sunny and hot with about 101. Welcome back to our Friday edition, 721. This is Carl and Linda.
The smoke is coming from at least 30 fires that are burning this week in Trinity, Siskiyou, and Lassen counties, most ignited by lightning from dry thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday. That includes the 1,500-acre deep fire burning in the Shasta Trinity National Forest and the 3,500-acre head fire burning in Klamath National Forest west of Wairika. And all this started rolling in yesterday, so just get used to it for a bit. Hey, two things. The Spaghetti Feed fundraiser for the Sons and Daughters of Italy to put a new roof on the Grange Hall there is going to be tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Sons and Daughters of Italy Lodge, also known as the Reading Grange, located at 4850. Dinner will be spaghetti with meatballs and their wonderful red meat sauce, salad, and garlic bread. It costs $18 for adults, $6 for children. You can eat inside, or you can just, they're going to have a to-go also. Also, reminding everybody about Corks for a Cause at the Mosley Family Cellars. And not only do you get great wines, well, you also support a local nonprofit in the community with 50% of sales coming to their organization as they provide invaluable services to Shasta County, Turtle Bay, Hope Foundation, Haven Humane, United Way, Arts Council, all of these. So big shout out to the Mosley Family Cellars, of course. Okay.
You probably have some things marked down, but I know that we continue with our prayers about, you know, the fires on Maui, and not only, you know, the death toll for those souls that lost their lives in such a horrific way, but for the people dealing with the trauma and the aftermath. Well, Maui's emergency management chief has quit a day after defending his agency's failure to activate its alarm system in last week's fatal fire.
Did you hear his reason?
Well, I understand his reason, and so I'm asking you, who's been a commander of thousands of people, there's still 1,000 people remaining missing. And so when you're in this why, there's got to be like pointing fingers. You can't figure out, but there's 80 sirens around the island. And it's tested on the first of every month. It's a 60-second tone. It's a normal part of life in Lanai, but on the day of the fire, they remain silent.
Well, his explanation for this, first of all, let's talk about this guy.
Yes.
He was appointed. He used to be the mayor. He still used to work for in the government. He's a bureaucrat. He's never worked in emergency services before. And there's like 30 people applying for it, and he got the job. I don't know why he got the job. Maybe he was the best for it. He didn't sound the alarms because he said people would go Makola or toward the mountains. When you give directions in Hawaii, it's two directions, toward the mountains or to the ocean.
Okay. You lived in Hawaii,
yeah,
so you know.
But he said they feared that if they hit the alarms, people would head toward the fires instead of away from the fires, which is kind of somebody that made a bad decision. He's retired because of ill health. Well, his ill health is probably people threatened to kill him.
Oh, yeah, but here, but here's the thing is that,
but he did not have training in this. Plus, they were not doing the things they had identified as problems with this.
Well, if you think, I would think you would do I don't know. I'm not pointing fingers because you're not in the body of
but
what happened.
You wonder.
Well, in that moment, I understand that, but the meanwhile, people were trapped in their homes, burning alive.
Well, there was more to it than that, too.
And so the thing is that would you not, I'm just my question, because you've had to make these kinds of decisions in a second, in a nanosecond. Would you have used everything within your power to alarm the people that there's a danger?
I would have.
Yeah.
I would have.
I'm just serious.
I wasn't there on the spot. And see, I'm not condemning him for not doing that, but it just seems strange. The other thing, too, is people, they're much like paradise. They're single roads. And if you've ever been to Maui, you know, it's not like they got freeways through there. It looks like because they were having these huge winds from a hurricane that was way off the coast, but they were getting these 70, 80 mile an hour winds. It looks like the fire started when the electric lines, and we're very familiar with this, got knocked off the poles or blown off, and that's what started it. But here was something else. The electric company was up there trying to get the wires off the roads, but they were also trying to replace telephone poles out there, but they were blocking the roads.
Mm.
And I don't know if you've seen this picture of a family that escaped, but their car melted while they were escaping. And they got out, but their car melted while they were driving it. That's how hot it was.
These are the things happened too in Paradise, as well as, we remember watching lots of footage about people driving through and their cars and their tires were melting and they just basically got out and ran.
Same thing in Paradise that the tires are melting and all that, but it's horrendous. And this is going to have reverberations for a long time. This town that used to be the capital of Hawaii, 80% gone, 1,000 people still missing. We have a real empathy for this, and there are groups of people that are raising money. Next week we're having on Tyler Whitlaw and something they're doing right here from Redding. And he's very familiar. He's very familiar with Maui because this is kind of like their home away from home for the Whitlaw family. And he knows people there. You know, they've been going there for years in the same spot.
Mm.
And so he's reached out directly to the people he knew about what they needed. And so Tyler's going to be on next week, and we're going to talk about that. Now, something else. You know, we talk about the electric cars.
Oh.
I've only got 2 minutes here because we've got our next guest are important. They're doing something really important here. The Ford CEO took his electric truck, pickup truck, cross country, and he called it a reality check. Charging has been pretty challenging, he said on the social media website, X, formerly known as Twitter. It was a real good reality check of the challenges of what our customers go through and the importance of fast charging, what we're going to have to do to improve the charging experience. This is after a round trip across the Route 66. Cool. If you've never done that, you need to do that probably. Latest electric vehicle, the F-150 Lightning. And he said he visited a popular charging depot on Interstate 5, and which there were 40 readily available Tesla superchargers. He said he had to use a low speed charger that delivered him 40% charge in about 40 minutes. And he had some other good ones, but it was a long trip. And I just read somebody from Canada who just made that same kind of trip. Took him forever. Took him forever.
I mean, I'm not laughing, but I don't mean.
This is, you know, they are pushing the electric cars and trucks on us. They're forcing us into that. They're going to take away in California your right to have an internal combustion engine. They just are. But until they have an infrastructure that can support it, that's there, you're just, it's a joke. It's just a joke. Okay, got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned bank, local board of directors. They've been around for 16 years. They've won awards for the way that bank is run. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, and two right here in town, one at 1845 California Street, the main branch over there in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and one down in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Come join us for a night of dinner and auction. Shasta County Republicans present Denim and Diamonds Fundraising Dinner, supporting Republican candidates at the county, state, and national level. Catered by Fat Daddy's Barbecue, fantastic prizes, guns, drawings, and games. Featured speaker to be announced Saturday, September 9th. Reading Senior Center doors open at 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at ShastaGOP.org or call 530-356-6429.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Good morning and welcome back to our Friday edition here. Oh yeah, we have some guests that this is going to be a very informational next segment. You don't want to go anywhere, or you want to make sure you go back into our archives. Hey, we've got to thank our sponsors, our veteran-owned business.
Crackmaster Windshield Repair has been in the business of several decades, and Jeff Wurst over at Crackmaster is not going to take any chances on your safety or family safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it. For a free inspection and analysis, drop by 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. For an appointment today, it's locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business, and he does great work. Linda and I can both attest to that. Hey, we are here with Greg Grendel and Mandy Kelly. And Greg came in and spoke to me for, I don't know, about 45 minutes the other day explaining what they're doing here. So welcome to the show. And it's about something, it's in the news now all the time, mainly because of a movie that just came out that about sex trafficking.
Sound of Freedom.
Sound of Freedom, which is just, it's made, I don't know, $150 million, but it's mainly word of mouth because they're not really advertising this, and then they've been attacked for other reasons. But sex trafficking is a horrible, horrible blight.
Alive and growing.
On our nation and the world. So people that are coming in to do something about it are going to have all the time they need on our station.
And with us this morning, again, we have Mandy Kelly and Greg Mandel. Is it Mandel?
Grendel.
Oh, I wrote Grendel. Okay, thank you. Sorry. I'm sorry. We'll get it right. But let's talk a little bit about, you've got a fundraiser you're putting on, but for me, I wasn't here the first time you were on. And for our listeners, you know, we've got people that are driving to work or they're in their, you know, they're putting around. Some people listen online. Let's talk about that the two of you went on a mission.
Right.
Can we talk a little bit about that? Share with us why the mission. Was it through a church? How did you go on a mission to Cambodia?
Well, the crab feed that we're going to do is to support Hard Place Community and Justice 180. But we did, Mandy and I did go with a team to Cambodia to support the people on the ground there in that country that are fighting the sex trafficking industry, investigators, children's clubs, those kind of things. And so why, you know, why a fundraiser is, I just, you know, we were initially when I went, Amanda has probably the same story, but maybe a little different. I was going to do, when I saw the team, they seemed pretty tired. It was a, you know, they're out there in the wee hours, middle of the night doing, you know, creating safe houses and rescuing kids and investigating perpetrators. And I wanted to do a, like a retreat for the team. I was a football coach. I know how to get away and do retreats and those kind of things. And that was my thought when I flew home. And then I got a FaceTime call through Facebook from Panya, one of the lead investigators there, and said, "Coach, we really appreciate your wanting to do the retreat, but boy, we're really struggling. We're going to have to close a couple kids clubs down financially." And I said, "No, we're not doing that." So, I have been a, you know, I coached for 35 years and I did a lot of crab feeds. I know how to do them and we made unbelievable money. And so, I said, "You know what, Panya, I think I could help you with some fundraising." And, they really took a hit with COVID, of course. And then they had some fundraisers in the Ukraine. And because of that war, you know, there's less money. So that's really what we're doing. We're trying to support, Hard Place Community, Justice 180, that are teams that have been fighting this battle for some time. We're just going to come alongside and help.
But, sex trafficking is a lot closer to home too.
Yes.
So, Mandy, we've read about it. We've seen the movies and all this that in other countries where parents are selling their kids or letting their kids go off to a school. Mm-hmm. That's what they tell them. Mm-hmm. And then the kids are sold right into to the sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. But it happens here.
Yes.
So the proceeds aren't just for another country.
Yeah, no. Okay. So Greg and I's heart is just about kids in general, whether they're here locally or far away.
Uh-huh.
But we are being made more aware every day of what's happening in our backyard and next door. We just heard something last week about a man who is selling his child, and this is here locally, for reduced rent. So this is happening here, and we do have teams on the ground to make us aware of that. Like, I think a lot of us want to just drive to work every day and keep looking straight ahead. They don't want to look side to side. They see that massage parlor over there with windows that are wooded over, you know, with plywood, and it flashing open sign when it looks like it's condemned. I see that. I see that every time I pass one, my heart drops a little bit more. And it's just the heart that I feel for this. And one of the things that I've been made aware of as this is happening is the number one thing that is kind of standing in the way of freedom for some of these kids and young people that are being trafficked is money. I mean, it's money. excuse me.
Well, the reason it is a problem is money.
It is a problem because of money, but they're stuck in their world because of they don't have money.
They don't have the money to get out of it. But it is such a lucrative business throughout the world.
Well, and the fact that these are criminals that know how to work the system, and it's that these kids, even if they had the inclination to walk out, there's probably three or four barriers set up.
Yes.
To make so that they can't. They don't have a passport. They don't have ID. They don't, besides killing themselves, there's really no way out unless they have this team that comes in, like in Sound of Freedom, a team that came in and rescued them. Remember the island incident?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And there are, I think, Greg, you told me about, there's an island out there that's like this.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Madagascar.
Yeah. Madagascar, mm-hmm. where this is a big business, where they bring these kids in and sell them.
I think the movie was good for to awareness,
mm-hmm. yeah.
but this is not, you know, these Cambodian kids and Madagascar kids and other country kids aren't coming to the U.S. Our kids are being trafficked, United States kids.
Oh, yeah.
And so these are just teams we're supporting there, but we have a team in Reading, you know, that we're going to support with money from this fundraiser as well. So Reading's important to us, and you guys, I hate to say Reading, the I-5 corridor in Reading,
right,
through Reading is a huge corridor for sex trafficking. And one, you know, Justice 180, that's kind of their spear from Los Angeles to Washington over to Reno, you know, to, they're just a great organization that empowers, you know, it works with law enforcement, empowers kids, helps kids and adults to reenter the society
now,
away from this thing.
Justice 180, do they have a unit here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They do. Mm-hmm. Well, that's somebody else then. Mm-hmm.
That's where we get our 501c3 to do the fundraiser.
Okay. Now we're going to take a break here. Now we want to come back and let's talk about this fundraiser and how you can be an assist in this. Yeah. And all the money, mm-hmm, and part of this is where all the money goes is right back into fighting this.
Right.
So let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. With all the insurance companies pulling out of California, San Francisco lost like 780,000 homes from one company, pulled out, said we're not going to give you your homeowner's insurance. Well, Judy Maxwell is the person to go to talk about this. What are your alternatives? What are things that are out there? There are still insurance companies out there. She knows who they are. She can help you. She's helped everybody we've ever sent there. And I tell you what, Judy Maxwell is, if there's anything about insurance, she knows it. If she doesn't know it, it's because it hasn't been invented yet. So you can reach out to her at 530-221-0441, and they're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee, hot or cold any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Under my skin, I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near in front of a warning.
There we go with Lady Gaga doing that kind of stuff. She's coming to Vegas, and it's going to be like old school, and I can't wait. I think we're going to have to go see her in front of a huge orchestra doing her stuff. Hey, welcome back to the last segment here.
Our guests today are Coach Greg Grandel, but also Mandy Kelly. And we're talking about sex trafficking, and they're having a fundraiser to help the efforts in our area and in areas in different places of the world. But let's talk about that, Greg.
Well, it's a crab feed. We're doing a crab feed on October 21st. Doors open at 5:30 at the Reading Convention Center. And crab feeds are fun. It's going to be a great dinner. It's going to be there's going to be silent auctions. There'll be a great meal. There'll be a lot of people. We're selling 1,000 tickets. We've already sold 500.
Excellent. October 21st, by the way.
Yes, Saturday, right. October 21st. Yeah,
$75 a ticket, but that's...
So we have, no, we're going to try to... there's two non-profits. We're going to, because he's laughing, because we're a husband and wife team.
No, I love it.
Because we want to try to get stuff in right now. Two non-profits. What are the two non-profits that specifically are going to, that you're funding for?
So, Justice 180, and that's here locally, and all in California, and also they sponsor internationally as well. Hard Places Community, which is also here, they have a team here in Reading that we will sponsor. Hard Places Community is what my heart went out to originally. When I went to Cambodia, they have a team in Cambodia, and when I was over there, I don't usually get like visions or messages from God. I don't normally hear God speak in that way, but I definitely felt like the darkness, and I felt God breathing fire. It was like a dark tunnel, and I felt God breathing fire when I stepped into the hard places and I met those people. I felt like they were going to be the light that was in that darkness. And while I was there, I felt so oppressed there. I mean, I saw grandmas selling little ones on the side of the street in the middle of the day, right out in the open, just ripped my heart right open. And I went 7 years ago. Greg just actually got back just this year. So I have done some other fundraising since I've been back. But I left some of my heart there. And when I came home and looking around here locally, I became so much more aware of what's happening around us. And, that's Hard Places Community. And then also Justice 180. Those are the two.
Now, this crab feed, 100%.
100%.
100%.
Yeah, we have a 501c3 tax, exempt. Through Justice 180. So we don't have a staff. We have a staff, but no one's paid. We don't want to be paid. We want every dime to go to Reading and abroad. So that's our goal. The one thing needs to be said, because Carl and I kind of talked about it. You know what Mandy just said with that scenario of a grandmother selling their child. It doesn't happen on the street here, but it happens here. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's not so, it's happening in the United States. I think people, maybe the movie was good for that. If the movie was, I think it was a great movie, but if the movie was good for anything, it was awareness.
Mm-hmm. I think that was the big thing, was the awareness of this, mm-hmm. that it does, and it's a huge business in the billions of dollars here in the United States. So it's all, every dollar goes to these two organizations to help combat this here in our area, in other places of the world, too. When you came in to talk to me about this, I'm just really pleased that half the tickets have already been sold, and right. it goes in October. You've got the and your crab comes in from someplace else. Right?
Yeah, we go with a big company, Pacific Seafoods. I've worked with Mark Gordon there for decades, and they fish 12 months a year, and because I asked him that, I go, usually I did my crab feeds in March. I go, Mark, can we even get crab in October? He's, oh yeah, we do them year round.
So
Dungeness crab. Some of them are going to come off ships from the Deadliest Catch. If any of you guys like that show, but the last crab feed I did was off the Wizard ship, so it's coming from there, and it's good crab, Dungeness crab.
So October 21st, let's get to some statistics here. Doors open at $75 per ticket. You're looking for also some table sponsors. Can we go there a little bit, as well as where does one go? I mean, they're listening to it on the radio or online right now. If somebody is looking to, they can't make it, or they want to buy tickets, or they want to get a table and they want to be involved, where do they go?
Okay, great. So we have an Instagram, which is just Justice Crab Feed. So you can follow us on that. We also have an email that you can email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com. If you have questions or if you want to get tickets, you can email us, and we'll set you up that way. We are looking for business sponsors or table sponsors. We have a silver sponsor, a gold sponsor, and a platinum sponsor. That will give all three of those sponsors will get, the silver starts at $1,000 a table. That gives you 10 tickets, and it will give you reserved seating. And then it goes up from there. It is open seating as you come into the Civic Center. You will find your own seat. Unless you buy a table, then we will reserve your table for you. So those are that's what we're looking for.
Who doesn't like crab feeds?
Well, we have tri-tip too for those that don't like crab.
Yeah. Really? No, I have never seen that.
It's crab, tri-tip, bread, salad, beans.
We have really close friends that he will not eat crab.
Yeah.
But to say, hey, there's going to be tri-tip.
There's some tri-tip there.
I don't think people really go to a crab feed for the crab, though. They usually go because it's supporting a fundraiser, and it's a way to have fun and have fellowship. Why, if you enjoy crab, but it's to support an event, because we know with the One Safe Place, that's like over 1,000 people, and it's an annual event. So what you've done here is that you've like honed in, and on the program this morning, we're talking about these two entities where 100% of the proceeds go into, again, what are the two names of the two nonprofits that you're going to fight this trafficking with?
Yeah, they're Hard Place Community and Justice 180.
I would like to use you as our conduit, Mandy and Greg, to get them on one day. Now, you're going to be hearing advertisements for this on our station starting this weekend. And so that gives you the information where to go to, what it's about. So if you didn't get all the numbers today, you're going to be able to hear it on that. But, again, if you go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com, you can get the information. And Instagram, justicecrabfeed. And you can buy a table. You can buy two tables. It's all tax deductible.
So when I heard about Mandy doing her dinner, I was so proud of her. And then I thought, let's do one. And I'm really excited about Reading. Because you may say, people out there in radio land are saying, well, how can I help? Well, you can help by buying a ticket. You know, you can help by getting a table. Come and put some money on a site on auction item. You know, all that money, every dime that you spend in this event is going to go to kids on the street. It's going to go to investigators. It's going to go to kids club. It's going to go to soccer ministries to find out what kids are doing and what's happening to them through a relationship of coaching. It's going to go to child care centers, you know, where kids are safe with a, you know, if they don't go to the child center, they're left at home when they're little kids in some cities, even ours. So, you know, it's going to be something that we can help.
Okay.
Some people.
Well, thank you so much, Greg and Mandy, for this. We've given out the information. It won't be the last time. We're going to get an update next month.
Absolutely,
in September, yep. See where we're at. And I hope you're going to come in and say, hey, they're sold. All the tickets are sold.
That would be great.
Then we'll just talk more about where this money is going to go to. So Okay. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it.
Okay. We've got to take a break from the news, and we'll be right back.
California. Off Mexico's Pacific coast, and it could bring heavy rain to the southwestern U.S. by the weekend. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says the storm was last tracked with sustained winds near 140 miles an hour, and those winds are expected to intensify. Tropical storm conditions could begin affecting the Baja California Peninsula later today. Forecasters say the storm could make landfall by Sunday, or it may stay offshore while heading for Southern California. I'm Donna Porter.
Criticized for failing to sound disaster sirens during last week's wildfires, the head of the Maui Emergency Management Agency steps down. Herman Andaya cites health reasons for his decision to resign. As a raging wildfire moves closer to Yellowknife, the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories, is being evacuated. All 20,000 residents being told to get out by noon today. Once again, Camp David finds itself at the center of international diplomacy.
Today at the Presidential Mountain Retreat in Maryland, President Biden is meeting with the leaders of Japan and South Korea for a trilateral summit. The talks are expected to produce a series of joint efforts that aim to improve cooperation among the three countries as they face an increasingly complicated Pacific, specifically threats from China and North Korea.
And that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Former President Trump has canceled his Monday news conference on alleged fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Mr. Trump saying he's following his lawyer's advice to drop the press conference. On Wall Street, the Dow is 7 points higher now. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Russian air defense officials say it was a Ukrainian drone shot from the sky over central Moscow, with fragments falling on an exposition center in the capital city.
A defense ministry statement says the drone was shot down around 4 a.m. local time and there were no injuries or fires caused by the fragments. Moscow's mayor, Sergei Sobyanin, says some of the fragments fell on the grounds of the Expo Center, an exhibition complex adjacent to the Moscow City commercial and office complex that was hit twice by drones in the past month. The area is around 4 kilometers west of the Kremlin. The defense ministry has called the latest incident another terrorist attack by the Kyiv regime. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
A panel of experts that investigated harassment cases in Japan's military and its defense ministry says it found widespread cover-ups and reluctance among supervisors to deal with the cases, recommending fundamental improvements as well. News and analysis, townhall.com. A couple of accused scam artists have been busted.
The two men have been arrested in Nevada and Wisconsin on charges that they carried out separate telemarketing scams that cheated people out of tens of millions of dollars. Criminal charges in Manhattan federal court were lodged Thursday against Richard Zeitland and Robert Piaro. Zeitland was arrested in Las Vegas while Piaro was arrested in Fredonia, Wisconsin. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams said the men lied to donors by falsely letting them believe most of their donations were going to help veterans, aid law enforcement officers, and fight breast cancer. Keith Peters reporting.
A Russian-born U.S. citizen in prison on a bribery conviction is now facing charges of espionage, according to Russian news agencies. The reports say a Moscow court has authorized holding Gene Spector on the charges, but offers no details of the case against him. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 18th of August, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. Good morning there, young lady.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Linda's got the weather.
Well, good morning. Looks like it's the 18th of August. It's my best friend's birthday today. She's turning a milestone birthday on her way in Texas, where it's very hot today. It looks like we're going to get up to about 103 today. We do have like it's going to be hazy as you look, but the visibility is reduced because of the smoke. We have 5 to 10 miles per hour, and like I said last night, I don't even know what the gust got up to, but I do know that my umbrellas in the backyard blew out of the holes and umbrella stands across the yard. So that had to be some extreme gusts. So Saturday will be sunny and hot with a near 99, so we're going down into the under triple digits, thank God. With 74 overnight lows tomorrow night, 5 to 13 miles per hour, probably north in the evening. Sunday, it looks like a 20% chance of showers after 11 a.m. So if you've been feeling that humidity, that's why it's kind of at bay, but it's coming in with 90 degrees. And Sunday night looks like, we've got 20% chance of showers on that night. With overnight lows of 70. Coming up on Monday, 30% chance of showers, mainly after 11 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 86, and Monday night, chance of showers once again. So we hope that that just gives us some damp ground and takes off this overhead heat wave that we've had. But there you go with the increasing clouds, hazy and sunny, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Anderson, veteran-owned business, 365-3793.
The haze is coming from the fires and 30 fires that are burning.
You can smell the smoke in
Trinity,
the air.
Trinity, Siskiyou, and Lassen counties, most ignited by lightning from dry thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday. 1,500-acre deep fire burning in the Shasta-Trinity National Forest and 3,500-acre head fire burning in the Klamath National Forest west of Wairika. Wairika. They're looking at, because the heat and everything, when it rains, the rain's not making it to the ground. So that's where the problem is when you have thunderstorms and there's no rain, just the lightning makes it to the ground. The National Weather Service issued a red flag warning for most of Siskiyou County due to high fire risk from dry storms. Now, as Linda said, we might be getting some more, some rain coming in here, so that might help. So, hey, today we have, of course, the third Friday of the month, House of Realty.
Good morning.
Cameron Middleton's here, but
we have a lot to cover.
Where's your mentor? Where's your
sidekick?
how do I put this? He is doing real estate research out of state.
Okay.
Is that the nicest way I can
put He's down in Mexico, huh?
No. Oh. Not out of country today. It's just out of state.
Okay. Yeah. Right. All right, got it.
Domestic research.
I like it.
Well, no, he's probably checking all these homes in other areas.
Absolutely.
Getting ideas.
Statistics on what comparisons are. Yes.
Statistics, yeah.
It's definitely and research
odds.
Involved with that.
Throw,
yes.
Oh, and odds.
Well, statistics. I mean, odds of selling
of
a
course.
Home probably would be.
Yeah. Odds sounds like we're going to gamble and we're going to go to play some craps.
No,
but let's get back into the reality here.
But there's some risk involved with real estate.
We know your father would never do that. Okay. Hey, we had a property management company in.
Yeah, Aaron was on.
Yeah, I'm sorry?
Aaron.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard the show.
And Jolene. And they handle long-term rentals.
Yes.
Totally different than short-term rentals.
They're very good.
I said, well, 1,000 doors, 700 properties. That's a lot of properties.
That's a lot.
They obviously are doing. But we talked about the rental market. And you heard what he said. Seems because people can't sell their houses, they're renting them now. Can you talk a little bit about that, Cameron?
Yeah, I think the rental demand and really the rental supply is a big issue.
Yeah.
And we're seeing more of it. And because we're seeing some declines now in the number of people doing the short-term rentals, that market has, it's reduced. The demand for the short term has, so a lot of people really got on the Airbnb, VRBO kick. We're doing short term rentals, and now what we're seeing is they're converting them back to long term rentals. Definition, of course, as Aaron and Julie put, was 30 plus days.
Right.
So, good example, too, we're seeing people that are leaving the area, homeowners, and a lot of investors that have had some cash on the sidelines starting to come in, make some purchases, do some renovations. Good example is next door to my house. That house was built in 85, purchased in 85, and that owner just sold like a month ago. And I actually might have even closed at the beginning of this month. And now we have a construction company, some owners that have come in that are going to turn that into a rental. We're excited about it because I don't think the house was ever painted since 1985.
So you like the fact that it's going to bring up the curb value.
Well, the comp was kind of killed my equity when they sold it due to the condition. But now they're coming in, and they just put the first new siding on the front.
Short-term or long-term?
Oh, long-term.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do people really follow comps? I know you're in real estate, and this is the way it's always been in the school. But is it today's market as important as it used to be?
Yes. And I'll tell you why. It's what appraisers use. So if you say, hey, wow, we're going to do this using other methods other than comps, and the appraiser comes in, picks three comps, and goes, oh, yeah, no, this is way lower. Now you've got a problem. Now you've got a dead deal or a bad loan or what have you. It's a real issue. So, yeah, the big part of it is you comps still give you a gauge on the market. Hard part is, especially around Shasta County, we have properties – you can't comp.
Well, and when we were doing our refinance, and you know this because you're the one that sold us the house and all these things, our house is different than the rest of our neighborhood, most of our neighborhood. So, I mean, it's bigger. It's, it was more things in it. And
a
all
lot.
That.
The original
and,
owner built onto it a couple times, it would have been three times, I guess, through the years.
What do you do then? Because you just mentioned it. Because you've got neighborhoods around here that you've got a house on the river, and all the way up to the house on the river are single whites.
Yes.
So what do you do about that? How do you do that?
It's tough. And this is always my rant when people talk about Zillow and why I say the Zestimate isn't correct. One of the things you can really do within Redding, we are not in Shasta County. We aren't quite as neighborhood or block-by-block specific in terms of our demand. Don't usually run into somebody that says, I only want a house that's on this street in Sausalito, in Palo Alto, certain places. You will get that. People say, I want to be on this particular block, this particular street, this very small neighborhood. We don't run into that quite as much. Somebody says, I kind of want the west side or I want the east side. I want something with this kind of footage. I want a pool or not. I want a garage or not. So at least one part of it is the appraisers have more latitude with regards to distance. So when we do an expansion and we look at for comparables, we can go further out. You go down to, say, Napa, or, again, Marin's a good example, Alameda County. What you're going to run into is they're going to say, okay, what are the houses, what did they go for within literally a matter of yards from the house?
Mm-hmm.
What did these houses go for? And they could be wildly different square footages. You might have a 1,200 square foot, you know, or a 1,500 square foot house and a 3,000 next door, but they'll use the 3,000 because it's not the footage that matters, it's the location.
Right.
For us, we're looking at other factors. But the appraiser is going to do it, and the appraisers are cracking down because the banks are cracking down on them, the lenders are, and the big purchasers of the mortgage-backed securities in bundles, they're cracking down on the banks. So they're going to look at those comps to make sure it's got the value, and that's the hard part. If you don't really look at the comparables and what has sold recently similar to that, it's not going to work unless you've got a cash buyer. But cash buyers don't tend to come in over. They tend to come in under.
All right.
Okay. All right. We're here with Cameron Middleton from House Realty. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking about real estate market and also other things because he is on the Planning Commission. A lot of stuff's been happening with the riverfront, if we can talk a little bit about that also. But this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. They've got it all there. Tractors, skid steers, backhoes, from small to large. You do it all. They do it local. That's your local Kubota dealer. But like I said, they rent equipment out too. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. Good people down there too. This is their second one. They had one in Redding and then they grew so much that they moved to Anderson and built a brand new facility down there. NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We'll be right back.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Raliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction.
Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Good morning and welcome back to our Friday edition here. We're with Cameron Middleton. We're talking about House of Realty, but he's also on the Planning Commission or at the table with the all this stuff. So we're discussing a lot of stuff with Cameron Middleton this morning here on KCNR. If you're just tuning in, this is Carl and Linda Bott, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, and also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals. It's among the highest rated hospitals for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the only hospital in the area with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. It means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. They're also a proud supporter of Downtown Reading, sponsoring many downtown-focused events and encouraging our community to shop local. They also sponsor the Chamber of Commerce Hour here on KCNR at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're here, as we said, with Cameron Middleton from House Realty, the dean of all the real estate of agencies here in Reading. They've been here since, well, it's what now?
65, 1965.
Yeah, so figure that out.
Yeah, I didn't, I wasn't at the opening.
You weren't?
Grand opening day.
Were you away at college?
Not quite.
I never heard Cameron without. I caught him there. He actually didn't have a retort.
Not for that one.
Not
no.
for that
yeah.
one. Okay. Cameron, okay, let's talk real estate here in town and county. Looking better as far as more homes available? Because we just kind of talked about the rental market. What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, so it's a couple of things. Our inventories remained about steady. We're at 656 this morning. Homes on the market, again, that's 50-60% of where we would normally be. So reduced inventory, but reduced buyer demand. So we're seeing a lot of back and forth between buyers and sellers still. A lot of escrows falling out. Get buyers that come in, do some inspections, want big, big reductions or major repairs, and sellers not prepared to do it. So in terms of getting deals together, getting them to stay together, much more difficult. I think the other thing, too, we're starting to see we've now had a couple of projects approved with smaller workforce housing development. So actual small homes, 1,500 square feet or so, three bedroom, two bath. There was an amendment done to the project at Victor and Old Alturas. So right kind of behind Winco down there, just north of 44 on Victor where it tees off. And that project, they now have gone from some multifamily and amended it to do some smaller homes. Some more, you know, and that's the one where, that we really, really need. That's where the demand is missing. We're getting affordable housing. We're getting the larger scale, 2,500 square foot, $600,000 home, you know, four bedroom, three bath built. But we're not getting that one for those between 100 and 150% of median income for the area. The young couple, it was small family trying to go out and
working class families.
And so we're starting to get there. And again, it's just an approval. It hasn't been built yet, but they're trying. D.R. Horton's trying. K2 is trying. There's some local developers trying. If we can get more of that, that's really going to help. But in terms of value, it's hard to read. We look at, and we've got our friends at Sprinkle Appraisals that give us our report, and they were on another show here just a few weeks ago, and really Bob went into some great specifics on it. But we are seeing an increase in the median price again. So we're seeing values in a way go up at that average level. But we're still seeing massive and constant price reductions, which means sellers still are not quite being realistic, and buyers aren't quite being realistic either. So we've got buyers that are out there thinking they could steal it, and sellers thinking, well, now, you know, Jimmy sold his last year for a bundle. I want to be able to sell mine for this. Had one recently I looked at, said, hey, we're looking at multiple realtors, come on down. Number one, we are not fixing anything. No repairs, it's as is. We won't even fix a doorknob. And we want this huge amount for it. And I said, okay, this might be a good one to be the second or the third agent on. Mm-hmm. So after it expires with the first agent, expires with the second agent, they're not able to say, give me a call. More realistic on the price, see what we can do. So we're running into some of that, and but we are seeing an actual increase in the average price. Now rates are about as high as they have been as of today. So they've inched back up. We're at 7.38. So we're at 7.37 is the average mortgage rate per Mortgage News Daily. So that's as high as we have been at. So they're still going up. There's pressure on the 10-year treasury. That's bringing it up. It's going to have a factor on demand. The good news is inflation is coming down. At least the number is. At 3%, 3.2, the Federal Reserve target is 2%. They think they're getting there. They'll quit raising rates. That's what we need to have happen.
Well, what is the interest rate from buying a house today?
7.37.
7.37.
Now that is what's going off to what's called, how do they put it? It's a best case scenario. That's 25% down. That's an average size, average home. That's not in a jumbo category. So over, up into the high sixes.
Explain. When you see you have a VA that's a 2.7, it's assumable. So you think
it can be.
So what does that mean? But I thought, oh, okay, somebody could come in and just take over that loan, blah, blah, blah. But it's more to it than that, though, right?
Yeah, it is. And we recently had a perfect case of this. Had a house on the river, gorgeous house. I mean, just phenomenal. Mm. Double lot, pool. Gentleman had a VA.
You didn't show it to us?
No.
Okay.
No,
because it's probably $1.5 million.
No,
was it over 200,000?
You couldn't get a horse on it.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be back on your couch, Carl, like when Linda was gone that time.
That's right.
But he had a VA. God, it's assumable. Here we go. You get a VA buyer. That's great. Mm. Well, the balance on the mortgage was so low. Okay, great. You're buying an $800,000 house. And you get a $300,000 VA assumable loan, great. But that means the buyer has to bring $500,000 cash to the table.
That's the way I understood
and
it.
That's
is
the
that
problem.
Whatever the difference is, you've got to bring the cash.
Yeah. Or you're doing a second loan, which is going to have an outrageous rate at a higher amount. No point in doing it.
Okay.
So it doesn't always work.
But if you've got a VA loan and it's close to what the sell price of the house is, something like that, then it could work.
It could work. And there are terms that qualify. It's not.
But if I let somebody assume our VA loan, I can't use that then. I've lost my VA loan, my ability to use that.
Mm.
Because And then they've got a, you know.
Well, the other, anyway. Yeah, the other issue, too, is when you have couples. So we run into this, too, where I have clients who were both the husband and wife are veterans. So it becomes, okay, whose VA are we using? Who's assuming? Who's doing some of this?
Oh, okay.
So, you know, there is the chance. I know it's, you know, at this stage it's tough, but Linda, you might have to enlist.
They're looking for older, they're looking for seniors to come into the military.
You call her a senior? She's not a senior.
Well, senior's anything over 50.
All right,
50.
Guys.
Anything, anything
Next.
Over 50.
Next.
All right, we've got to take a break here. This portion of the show. I'm trying to save myself. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. And why do I mention Lucky Miller's? Because it's a great place, good guy down there. It's a veteran-owned business. They've been around for decades. It hasn't changed one iota. One iota since I started going there 16 years ago. The only thing and another thing that hasn't changed is I've never had a bad haircut there. They are just great people. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so you make it work on your schedule. You just call them at 530-244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with House of Realty.
Come join us for a night of dinner and auction. Shasta County Republicans present Denim and Diamonds Fundraising Dinner, supporting Republican candidates at the county, state, and national level. Catered by Fat Daddy Barbecue, fantastic prizes, guns, drawings, and games. Featured speaker to be announced Saturday, September 9th. Reading Senior Center doors open at 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at ShastaGOP.org or call 530-356-6429.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687. To learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
And, well, a perfect song just for, yeah, Liam walked in with cut-off overalls and a shaved head. I don't know what he's going for, but it works. You know, hey, yeah, last night I really got lost on some YouTube videos of, like, current top 20. I've been so out of it when it comes to, like, current top 20 music videos in the USA. So I really wanted to go through those and see what people are listening to and what's popular and what's trending. And that was if you want to expand your mind and know, like, what's happening in America with the music scene, that's worthy of your time.
Two rappers tattooed. One of them's just tattooed up.
On his eyeballs and everything else.
And you look at they are pro-American. I mean, they're waving the flag. They're talking about we're losing our rights. And I'm thinking, now, this is interesting. I've never seen this.
Yeah.
And I thought, is this something, though, that they could point at, oh, the militias are going to use this as their fight songs? And there's another guy that says North of Richmond talking about how
people, number one video right now.
People losing their rights and the common man, the buck's not worth anything, you know, all this. And then, that, of course, that one with Jason Aldean that just struck a chord in America. And then he was attacked for it. Anyway. Moving on to Cameron Middleton, who is very American and very proud of it, and House of Realty.
Well, and I don't think I could name all top 20 order. I don't think I could.
No, there's like letters and rappers and stuff that I'm sorry, but I wanted to kind of like expand.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, get outside of, you know, thinking about the American songbook and what are people listening to.
Well, a lot of the real estate songs don't make the top 20, unfortunately. We're just kind of underrepresented, I think, musically on a large scale.
Well, how about
scale
that one, All My Exes Live in Texas?
That's one.
In My House.
That's one. But that, that was the second version before they edited that out. And I think, this God's Country was one I heard.
Yeah.
I thought, that's a good one to kind of play on rural view property. I mean, we get some of these, so. And I love when we go to do house showings and they've left, you know, they leave the music on. You guys have seen it where the music is on. They've got everything going. So.
Right.
And they've got this fake smell of a bread baking and all this, like from a candle.
And that's a mistake. The thing that you want, the number one smell you want in sales, if you're going to have somebody come into your home and they're going to show the house and you're the seller and you want to have a type of scent, the number one thing that you can have going is bacon. One slice, put it in the oven, do whatever, fry it on the pan, bacon.
For men.
Period. They've done studies on
really?
This. You do bacon. You have the smell of bacon, and they walk into the kitchen, number one room that influences a house purchase.
Bacon.
Well,
I can understand
all
that.
Right.
Bacon goes.
But then the problem is they may not, leave.
Right.
Bacon, bacon goes with everything. So. Bacon, you know, you can buy bacon chapstick, bacon deodorant, bacon cologne. Yeah, just, you know, bacon.
So we've been talking about real estate. We've been talking about what's happening in the market. Not the, you know, right now, the market, as far as, getting loans and that kind of thing, that we're at a high percentage right now as far as
7.38 or something,
right? Mm-hmm. Which is the highest I think we've seen it in what, 10 years?
Yeah, it would, no more than that. We'd be into closer to 15, maybe even 20. Mm. I'd have to really look back, but it's been a long time. And last October we got right at about this point.
Yeah,
but. This is as high as
and everybody's been talking about. You know, I just read, and this impacts on home buying. We are paying $700 more a month because of inflation. Every household, $700 a month more than you were 2 years ago. Yeah, this Biden thing, oh, it's working. No, it's not. But that's one of the things you have to factor in, is that that's $700 a month you're paying more for milk and gas and all this. And then you add on to that, if you live outside Reading, PG&E. That has to have a huge impact when people are buying a house now.
It does. It's power, water, and as we've talked about many times, insurance. And that's the absolute killer right now. I think the other part too, with, you know, with this increase in the rates, I mean, we did talk about, mentioned last segment, the, you know, the inflation number getting down to about 3%. Really, they saw a reduction in most key categories, except housing. Housing is still up, and that's not always factored in. So when that housing number is still very high, that's where you really have the true inflation and the true problem.
The least expensive gas in Redding, California is $4.51.
Really? Because I just put $30 in yesterday. It took me to half a tank.
Now how much was
it? And it was $4.90, and I thought that was a cheaper part in town. It's $4.95.
Well, they're saying, what did I just say?
$4.50.
Well, that's at Costco.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so, but, I mean,
why don't I go
there?
Say
what you want, but you go into a place, you buy a breakfast. It used to be you could walk out of there with tip and everything for, what, $20? Try getting out of there now for under 30.
Yeah, just on
a regular breakfast.
No, and that's it. Things have gone up. And, you know, fuel's
I'm not talking Taco Bell. I'm talking, you know, because you want to support the local restaurant.
Well, and fuel's a factor. And, again, I think people that used to look more at rural areas, you've got a diesel truck.
Yeah.
Diesel vehicles, you know what? Boy, I go, oh, no, may not necessarily be where you want to live if you're commuting back and forth from work. I think that, you know, all of these factors are in play. And, again, if the Federal Reserve is really the one that is trying to get a handle on this. The only reason rates are up is inflation. It's to combat inflation. If the war on inflation is successful, they bring that number down to where they need it at 2%. They'll ease off the raising of the rates, period. Might even start to lower them a little bit if that puts us into a recession. I mean, this is still a little ways out. This is intermediate term, year, 2-3 years.
Are we looking at a recession, Cameron?
I think probably a mild one. And if they get the inflation under control, we don't have other major side issues like another pandemic or what have you, we can end up with a mild recession, can have the rates stop going up. In fact, once we're in a mild recession for a little while, they'll start to lower the rates a little bit to stimulate the economy, and I think that's very possible. If they don't get the inflation under control, they'll have to keep raising the rates. Rates go up a lot more, then you start to see foreclosures, job losses. The economy really tanks. We end up with a wave of foreclosures, then we've got a serious recession.
That's happened before.
Oh, yeah.
During the 2008 time frame, there's a lot of foreclosures. And then your house prices go right through the do the house prices drop then, too? Or?
Oh, yeah. Then your values will come down. And a good example, I think, what was it yesterday? I was looking. They had a report out, I think it was from the U.S. Treasury, that, what was it, 5%? Of credit card holders now are delinquent. So 5% of credit cards are delinquent. if you get to a point where mortgage holders start to get delinquent, and back in the major, 2008, when we had the credit collapse, the number was 5% default rate. And that was huge for 5% of all mortgage holders, 1 in 20, to default on their loans. When that happens, that's when we had the credit crisis. There was, 14-ish trillion in mortgage loans out there?
Yeah.
5% of that is $700 billion, and that was the bailout amount. Because it's 5% default rate. So you
it's only 5% that are late, I would think.
And it's late, and it's credit cards.
I would think that would be more, because they're saying now people are using their credit cards and maxing them out because of what's going on in the economy. Some of them are using it to buy food and things like that. So, okay, we've got to take a break here. And all this happiness, we come back. Talk a little bit about the Planning Commission side. Wave tops, of course, because you can't get into it. I did see, though, is that Shasta County is pushing back on this wind farm. And they're sending a letter down there saying, wait a minute, this has already gone through all the processes, the EIRs and all this. How can you come back and approve this over the obviously, a large amount of this county doesn't want that wind farm up in the Bernie Round Mountain area.
But I'll tell you the
break. So Linda, Linda, she puts an email from my face, and I'm just like a dog. I just look over there. I go, blah,
blah, blah. Well, you're doing better. After the last segment, she went during break and got a yardstick. And yes. So now Carl's a little bit more scared after that senior comment.
Okay. So. Two things I want to bring up again, that Spaghetti Feet fundraiser for the Sons and Daughters of Italy in the Reading Grange. It's $18. You get a great dinner, and they're putting a new roof on the Grange because of the wind damage.
Yeah, but please support them. That's a great group and a great event.
It is. They do so many good things around here. It's $18 for adults, $6 for children. You can eat in or you can take it home. And the next thing that's coming up, we talked about it earlier this week, the Reading firefighters are spearheading a campaign to build a memorial in remembrance of those Reading firefighters who have lost their lives in the line of duty. It's called $8 for Station 8. It's 8 for 8. If you, they're having a barbecue from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. August 26th. You can go down there and get a breakfast and all that and donate to it. They're going to have Dutch Bros coffee, music. They got it all there. And the whole thing is supporting our firefighters. This is going to be a beautiful memorial, by the way. When they told me about it, I looked at them in askance at first, and then I found out what they wanted to do. So it's simple to do. We're going to talk about it more before. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee. Hot or cold, any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
Are Shasta County elections safe from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my second town hall meeting August 31st, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive, Reading, with special guest Clint Curtis, a computer programmer who testified before Congress that he created a program to change the results of an election and not be detected. This event is open to the public and free. Chairman Jones Town Hall Meeting, August 31st, 6 p.m., Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive, Reading, California.
We've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years.
We have never actively volunteered in a political campaign.
The incredible waste of our taxpayer dollars compelled us to act.
Our county is in crisis, but District 1 Supervisor Kevin Cry is at the heart of the problems we face.
District 1 residents are coming together from all political parties.
Sign the recall petition.
It takes all of us to restore county government.
Help stop reckless spending. Recall Kevin Cry.
Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
And good morning and welcome back to our final edition on this Friday. It's the 18th of August. Happy birthday, Marie.
Hey, honey, look at this.
I know she's going to be, traveling to Fredericksburg, where my good friend Cam King, and for those of you who know me and know that, if you love the Martinis with Santa song, that was something that I co-wrote with Cam, and that would have been a really great friendship, artistic friendship as well. That through the Nashville days, and so he's moved to Fredericksburg, and my best friend's on her way to Fredericksburg, and he's hooked her up in a restaurant with great music, because I just love the whole connection there. So anyway, she's on her way today. Happy birthday, Marie. Welcome back to our final edition here of this 18th of August show.
Let's hope it's not our...
Shall we go to the phones? We have Dolores on the line. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning. I had a quick question in regarding the mortgages and buying property. I was wondering, are they enforcing the new law? If you have good credit, you basically get penalized. Is that taking place now? If somebody wanted to buy, some property,
I know what
you have to worry about that?
I know what you're talking about. You probably do, too, that they were going to – it had something to do with – if you had good credit, you would have to pay more. I think that's what
yes,
is that right, Dolores?
Okay. Right, penalizing you for having good credit.
Okay, Dolores, thank you.
Yeah. Dolores, good question, and I'm going to ask about that. I have not seen a specific instance of that here locally yet, although, again, on the real estate side, we often don't get into too much of the details of the minutiae of the fees that a borrower is paying directly to the lender. We say, okay, here's the origination fee, here's this.
Right.
They're all different. What we've noticed is that overall, the lenders are cracking down on just about everybody. So even if you're a good borrower, you've got the credit, you've got everything else, they're cracking down on the value of the property. Again, the appraisers, any issues with the property, they want more money down, trying to do appraisal waivers, those types of things, kind of going away. So they are really cracking down. I think the hard part is who's getting loans on the lower end of the scale. Who with bad credit, who without documentation is being able to get the loans. That's very difficult because they don't want to give, do anything that's not a really a prime borrower. So, but let me ask around about that. It's a good question.
I saw that. I know what she's talking about.
Yeah, so
I saw that. Yeah, you know, where you may have lower credit. So what they're doing is if you have good credit, you're kind of being punished almost for that. And that was, you know, that was big in the papers for like 2 days and just disappeared, as many things do. Okay. Let's talk about the Planning Commission. They've been having all of these meetings, and I have to extol the transparency of what they're trying to do in the city, at least, you know, on the surface here, where they've gone out to so many places. They had this huge thing out at the Civic, talking about the riverfront plan. Now, what do you know, Wave Tops?
So, in terms of what's going on overall with the Planning Commission, we've been fairly busy. We do have the riverfront-specific plan portion is just starting, but that's not something that has come to the commission yet, nor will it probably for quite some time.
Years.
Possibly.
Okay.
There's and I have to be careful on this, there's a decent chance because of the hats that I wear that I may have to recuse.
Okay.
From the Planning Commission for that.
Because you represent some of the people on the river.
Yeah, we've represented some property owners, and also I'm Top Puncher, president of the Asphalt Cowboys.
Okay.
So that's, which does not by itself preclude me from being involved or would make me have to recuse, but it's all part of the process.
Sure.
But they are, these consultants are at least trying to get community input. They will get community input. Again, everybody's got different opinions. In the end, you do have to do some picking and choosing of everybody, of the input that you get, period.
It's all going to come down to the city council, doesn't it?
Not necessarily. Oh. Yes, to a degree, but not necessarily. They will influence the process. They will vote on it. There are some factors. But it's not necessarily the end all be all. But yes, that will be an influence. Planning Commission will be an influence, but the public will be a big influence as well. So I think that, and it's going to be a long process. But I think really over the next 4 to 6 months,
okay,
it will determine the direction that this plan is going to go.
Okay,
and now you're going to see 80-90% of it probably in that time frame. The back half of this. The last year and a half plus, is environmental. Environmental review, EIRs, going over details, nuts and bolts. Speaking of which, we're working on the general plan. And that's a big, big deal for Reading. And we just had our Planning Commission meeting. There's a 45-day period where you can comment on the EIR, not the draft general plan. That's different. This is the environmental impact of the draft general plan. No, it's complicated, but, you know, there were about a dozen people in the room for that meeting, and we've done everything to try and get out and let people know about this. It's difficult, but I mean, we've really tried to get out the word and have people get involved. And some have. We've had these urban rooms, they've called them, these workshops that people have shown up to. They added extra ones. But yeah, we did the EIR, which I don't expect everybody to read. Mine was, I think, about 8 inches thick, single-sided. So it's a thick document, but, you know, I would do it double-sided, then it goes down to 4. It's a lot easier to read. But that's a large document, but this is really, we're going to have meetings about this over the coming months. That needs to really, that's a big one. That covers so much of the policy in this city.
What do we want Reading to look like over the next 25 years, right? That includes streets, parks, trails, the riverfront there. I mean, there are so many things going on. And right now, Reading is leaping forward with wanting to, you know, look at the downtown, look at the other areas around here that, look up in Oregon and all that, you know, type of thing. Or Reading is on the cusp here, and I probably won't see it by the time this thing kicks in, because I'll be in a resort someplace. But it's so important, and everybody has to get involved with this.
You do, and it's really, really critical. This plan really is what the general plan is, has so much to do with what we're going to look like over the next 20 years. And yeah, as a senior, you may not. I like that you call it a resort. That's what I tell my parents where they're going. But
I'm drinking beer with some bunch of Marine friends.
Yeah.
Then it's a resort.
Yeah.
So I think, and here's the other part: as planners, as the city, we could plan it. You know, you say, hey, zone it, and they will come. Okay, not necessarily. We've seen that happen plenty of times. You know, you really also have to think about who are the ones making the city look the way that it does. And that's not necessarily City Hall. City Hall doesn't go out and build neighborhoods. They don't go out and do a lot of construction. Yes, parks, trails, other things. But it requires the help of nonprofits, businesses, you know, contractors, just general people in town. So you really, the big part of this is, we put a plan in place that people aren't going to implement. The private sector and nonprofits, everybody else, are not going to implement. What's the point? It won't look that way. So it's got to be realistic, and the only way we can really tell if it's realistic is with the public feedback.
Okay.
Got to have it.
Cameron Middleton, as usual, we so much enjoy you coming in and